What is a sloth's favorite icy treat?
I don't know what.
A slow cone.
Oh. It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? It's your boy G-Love coming at you live with Mega Ran.
Do us a favor and just clap your hands like this.
I got a feeling it's gonna be a good day. Oh, yes, a good day. Then have a good time.
Just clap your hands like this.
I got a feeling it's gonna be a great day.
Great day, come on.
Oh, yes, a great day, cause I'm feeling fine.
So clap your hands like this. Ah, feeling fresh to death. Nice day. I'm taking extra steps. Wifey picked my outfit, now I'm ready to step. Cause I'm drawn to her side like an etch-a-sketch. So, what's next? It's anyone's guess. Top down, we too blessed to be stressed. 8 hours of sleep, feeling refreshed. I'm ready to play like let out for recess. Now we just maxing, build speed. All thanks to rapping, the skills displayed. And best of all, no pretending we hard. It's singing we saved the game like a memory card. Dog, feed up, I'ma hit G up. Show him this beat, D and 3 done G'd up. And sing your feet up for a little collab. Foot on the gas, see you at the pad.
Let's go!
Would last forever. I'm swishing on my shots and I'm feeling extra clever. Got a call from my manager, we just booked Coachella. Meanwhile, the waves are perfect. I'm surfing all day and I ain't even sunburned. Plus, I bought the drop. Now Bitcoin and Ethereum's about to pop. And my album got the Grammy nomination. A wonderful sensation. Happening on my family vacation. And my wife ain't mad. In fact, she's glad cause she's mad in love. And got the best babies that. And in fact, that's me. Cause love is free.
And that's a real good day for Mr. G.
So what's left? I gotta save the world. Now go and spread a little love around the hood.
Let's go!
I got a feeling it's gonna be a good day. Oh yes, a good day.
Dresser, man, I tell you, it don't get no better.
I'm feeling great.
Like I hit the top of the charts, that's kind of great. I don't stop when it starts.
I'm feeling good.
Like I make the perfect beat and everybody wanna work with me.
I'm feeling great.
Good feelings, good vibes, good people's good times.
Great.
That was Mega Ran from his brand new kids CD called Buddy's Magic Toy Box. And that song had G Love and special sauce on it with Good Day. It is a good day on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, delighted to be here with so many great kids at the Outpost Performance Space and on Zoom. Who do we have with us today?
Hi, it is Corbett.
Hello, it's Cade.
Hi, it's Kodiak.
Hi, it's Kaipia.
Hi, it's Lucas D.
Hi, it's Joe.
Hi, it's Nina.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Hi, it's Thorfinn.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Jude.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Well, thanks so much for being here, everyone. Today's show is one we shouldn't rush into, given the topic. We're going to be discussing sloths, those adorable, furry, smiley creatures that you think of maybe in cartoons or in the trees dangling around. We're speaking with Georgianne Irvine from the San Diego Zoo. She's an author and has a new book about Tornero, one of the sloths that lives there. We're going to hear a review of her book, and we're also going to talk with Sam Trull. She's from the Sloth Institute, which is all the way down in Costa Rica, and we're going to speak with her about all the things that make sloths sloths. There's a lot to learn about sloths, and this episode comes with the Learn Along Guide. They're digital now. They meet and cite national education standards. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for sloths. This is Claudia Robin Gunn, right here on the Children's Hour.
trees, so far off the ground. I eat green leaves and I chew them slow. I don't get dizzy upside down, you know. Long claws, green fur, it gets covered in algae. I don't mind, it's tasty.
Today on the Children's Hour, we're going to learn about sloths. And sloths are a creature that make us think a lot about how they move. They're slow. They mostly hang out all day. The word sloth even comes from Middle English as a way of calling somebody lazy. But sloths were not always these slow tree creatures that we know today. In Paleolithic times, from about 3 million to just 11,000 years ago, sloths used to live right here in New Mexico when they were the size of hippopotamuses. And since then, they've evolved into the little furry creatures we know and love today. Our first guest on the show is Georgianne Irvine. She's director of publishing at the San Diego Zoo and author of its Hope and Inspiration collection. Those are true stories about real animals living at the zoo. The newest is about Tornero the sloth. Let's start from the very, very beginning. What makes a sloth a sloth?
A sloth is a mammal, and it is related distantly to anteaters and armadillos, but it spends most of its time up in the trees. And you've got the two-toed sloth, and some scientists call them two-fingered sloth, and the three-toed sloth. And they weigh about 20 pounds, so they do not weigh as much as an elephant. And they live in the rainforests of Central and South America. The particular sloth that I've written about, Tornero, lives in the Amazon in Brazil. And like I said, they do almost everything upside down. They also can swim, which is my favorite sloth fact, but they've got long curved claws. So the two-toed sloth has two claws on its top paws, but it's got three on the bottom. The three-toed sloth has three top claws and three bottom claws. And they're different. The three-toed sloth actually has a small tail and the two-toed sloth does not. So they look similar, but they really are pretty, they even have different behaviors. The three-toed sloth, you might notice if you look at a picture, has a mask under its eyes, and the two-toed sloth does not have that. They have a very slow metabolism. And like I said, they eat leaves. And so it takes a long time for all of their food to digest. So they evolved that way. And because they live up in the trees, they don't need to move really quickly. I think in my readings, scientists aren't absolutely sure why they move so slow, but there are lots of theories. And one is that they live up in the treetops, and it's pretty hard to move quickly up in the treetops, and they don't need to, and they move slowly to get their food.
How has the sloth survived for all this time when it has very little way to defend itself from predators?
Keep in mind the sloth has very sharp claws. So if something's trying to pull it, it can hang on really tight, and they're very strong. They're really high in the trees. So a jaguar can climb a tree, but if a sloth is higher in the thinner part of the branches, it probably cannot get up that high. However, if it were at the very top of the tree and it had a baby on its back or belly, an harpy eagle could swoop in and grab the baby with its talons. The problem with most sloth species and many animal species is truly loss of habitat. That is the biggest challenge. And roads, homes being built in the forest, being isolated in a tract of forest, and the next forest is 20 miles away. Genetic diversity is a challenge as well. So in a healthy forest, that's not going to be a problem that they're, some of them are eaten by predators, but it's a bigger problem that their habitat is being destroyed. And they also sometimes get electrocuted. So when you're living in a neighborhood, even if there are trees and you're adapting, it is possible that they climb up and they can get electrocuted too. So it's really human encroachment on their habitat that is their biggest issue on survival.
That's Georgianne Irvine. She's director of publishing at the San Diego Zoo, and her latest book is Teaching Tornero. We've got a review coming up in just a little bit. Thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour. We've learned a lot.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Lazy sloth. Lazy sloth, swaying in the trees. Lazy sloth, no worries. Lazy sloth, munching on green leaves. Lazy sloth, no worries. Sloth covered in algae. Lazy sloth, no worries. Lazy sloth cuddling with daddy. Lazy sloth, no worries. Thank you. sloth. Swaying in the trees, lazy sloth, no worries. Lazy sloth, cuddling with mommy, lazy sloth. Lazy sloth, lazy
Silly Sloth is Dancin' Beats from Kid Beats Dancin' in the Rainforest, and Lazy Sloth was Mr. Nature's Music Garden from Let's Go on an Adventure. In the background, we're hearing Brent Lewis. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Today, we're learning about sloths. George Ann Irvine's book, Teaching Tornero, gets reviewed by Joe on our kids' group coming right up after the break. And we are headed down to Costa Rica to talk with some scientists working directly with sloths up in the tree canopy. Today's episode comes with a learn-along guide. It's digital now, and you can find it at childrenshour.org. Look for sloths. And oh, by the way, so many cute pictures of sloths are posted there, too. Stick with us. We've got a lot more.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based educational nonprofit that is supported by listeners just like you. You can learn how you can help make Kids Public Radio at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science supports the Children's Hour and is proud to unveil a new hall featuring hundreds of never-before-seen fossils. Learn more at nmnaturalhistory.org.